Today Radio News, get breaking news on the
way. Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
Good morning. Welcome to the I Need More Money radio show. I'm your host, Matt Monero. We come to you every Thursday, 10 a.m. Central Standard Time. We bring you the power to figure out how the heck are we going to make more money. And I got a new book that comes out in the fall of this year called, guess what? I Need More Money. I do need more money. You need more money. We need more money. This is a call-in show. I want you to call me at 870-330-4930. Follow me on Twitter at Matt Monero. You can watch the replay of this show on my network, roadgrit.tv, under the I Need More Money show. Listen, when your mom and dad or your uncle or your friend, when they told you that you were a born salesperson, they were wrong. They lied to you. You see, salespeople are not born. They're developed. I mean, think about it. How many artists or musicians or painters or pro athletes are born to perform at peak? The answer is zero. None of them are. Yet for some reason, salespeople think that they are born to sell. They're born to be great at it. That they don't need to skill up. You see, sales is an art form. It's something that has to be worked on, to be developed, to be practiced, to be tried, and to be failed many times before somebody can get great at it. It's the same thing that happens in anything that you want to get great in. So the point is, listen, you're not born as a salesperson. It's hocus pocus. But the world is changing so fast. I think there's a fair question to be asked of, is there really even the need for salespeople anymore? I mean, on today's show, I've got one of the world's greatest sales experts, Mr. Jeffrey Gittimer. Jeffrey will be with us for segment two and segment three, and we're going to go deep. And he and I are going to prove that sales is simply the greatest career choice you could make. And I'm going to give you a nuance to that. Because for those of you who are listening who are not salespeople, you are a salesperson. For those of you in IT or in operations, you're a salesperson too. And I'm going to tell you the importance for you to understand that in your role so you can constantly be bringing value to your employer, to your company, to the marketplace, because the world is changing so fast. Listen, I'm going to give you three examples that prove it. In my office last week, we were held for ransom. I'm not kidding. We were held for ransom. A virus attacked our computers. It was an email attachment, so it wasn't a firewall issue or an antivirus issue. It was that one of our employees opened a suspicious email. The attachment launched the virus. It went through our entire server system and basically latched onto our weakest link in the system, which happened to be videos for our network, roadgrit.tv. Now, I'm not talking just a few videos. I'm talking terabytes worth of videos. So for those of you who know what I'm talking about, I'm talking a lot of content. The virus encrypted the videos, and then these guys were nice enough to send us a little email that said, hey, we're the guys who did it. We just hacked into your system. We just locked down these files, and we are holding those files for ransom. And in order to get those files back, you're going to have to do the following. You're going to have to pay us roughly $900. You're going to have to pay us in Bitcoin, And you're going to have to do it by Sunday night. Because if you don't do it by Sunday night, we're going to double the ransom on Monday. If you think for a half a second that I'm joking about this, I'm not. This is a real life scenario that happened in my office. So our IT manager, Rich, went through lots of different checks and balances to figure out, is this thing legit? Can we crack it? How do we get through? Only to find out that these guys have been doing it to hospitals, to police stations all over the country for the last couple weeks. And they're making millions. Because the FBI won't prosecute unless the amount is over $2,000. So these guys have that figured out. So they're going in and they're charging small businesses like ours less than $2,000. They'll make the determination, how important are those files? Does the company even care about it? And if the company does care about it, they're going to get paid. So I literally had to go to the bank, take out $900 in cash, give it to Rich, our IT manager. Rich had to go find a Bitcoin ATM machine. He put the money in, converted it to Bitcoin, transferred the money from Bitcoin to these guys, and these guys gave us the encryption code and we got our files back. The world's changing, y'all. I was telling a friend of mine that over the weekend, and he said, I'm not here to one-up you, but I'm going to one-up you. He said his parents were driving in the car. They get a call. His father got a call on the cell phone from some guy on the other end who said, I have your son, Jason, at gunpoint, and I'm holding him for ransom, and you're going to pay, and you're not going to tell anyone about it. Otherwise, I'm going to kill him. This is my friend, whose 75-year-old dad just got that phone call. Now, the 75-year-old dad's driving in the car with the 75-year-old mom, and they get a call that says their son Jason is being held for ransom at gunpoint, and you have to pay $2,000. The ransom guys, the kidnappers, fake kidnappers, wanted the debit card number. Well, my buddy Jason's dad doesn't have a debit card. So they immediately went down to $475 if it was sold, if it was transferred by Western Union. Because I guess I don't use an ATM card, but I guess what's the max ATM you can take? 500?
500.
So they went, so that's why they went down to 475, because they knew that the guy could get it out with the ATM. Guess what he did? He didn't call anybody. He went to the ATM, took out $500, went to the Western Union and transferred the money. And immediately called his son Jason, my buddy. And you know what my buddy was doing? He's hanging out by the pool. His father said, Jason, are you all right? What are you talking about, Dad? I'm hanging out by the pool. It's 4th of July weekend. I'm having a good time. Oh, my God. He goes through the whole story. Number three of my three example of how the world's changing. The bank in my town. Same bank I've been to forever. Capital One Bank. I needed money on Saturday. My wife had me out going shopping. I need to get some cash. I walk into the bank. The first off, I drive to the drive-thru. It says this drive-thru is now closed. All right, I'll go into the lobby, which I never do. I walk into the lobby. Guy says, how can I help you? I said, I need to take out some cash. He points me over to the ATM machine. I said, no, I don't use an ATM card. I never have. I don't use an ATM. I need a withdrawal. He says, sir, we no longer do withdrawals at this bank. I said, wait a minute, pal. I need my money. The bank closes at 1 o'clock. It was about 12:45. I said, I need money. He said, sir, I'm sorry. We don't give money here anymore. This is a tellerless bank now. He said, if you need cash, you'll have to drive two towns over to get it. I said, the bank closes at 1 o'clock. I can't get two towns over by 1 o'clock. I need my money. I'm afraid you can't get your money here, sir. You have to go to a different branch. Folks, what the hell's going on in this world? It's changing. This world is changing fast. When a hacker can come in and hold your files for ransom, when somebody can get a cell phone number and know the name of the child, of the person that they're calling, and hold that fear in a 75-year-old man and woman's mind that their son is going to get hurt, you're going to pay. I'm going to pay. I'm going to get my files back. He's going to make sure his son doesn't get hurt. And by the way, I'm going to change banks. Bye-bye, Capital One. I'm going to change banks because you're not going to hold my money hostage. I want my money when I want my money. It's crazy what's going on. But here's what I know, that despite all of these changes, all of the changes that are going on in this world, I know without question, with 1,000% conviction, that selling is an incredible career that everybody should know more about. Selling isn't going to go away. Selling will always pay the great ones the greatest income on the planet. Despite all these changes, the need for good, let me rephrase that. The need for great salespeople never goes away, and it never will. Somebody is always going to need to sell somebody something. I got the best on the planet with us today. I got Jeffrey Gittimer. Jeffrey Gittimer is going to talk to us about the importance of selling. It doesn't matter what your career choice is, whether you're IT, whether you're video production, whether you're operations, whether you're a mechanic, or you are a desire to be a great sales guy. We're going to talk about the importance of selling and why to choose sales as your career or to understand it. It's probably the greatest value add you could give yourself, regardless of what title or career choice you've taken. So my name is Matt Monero. I'm your host of the I Need More Money show. Stick around. When we come back, I bring Jeffrey Gittimer, world-renowned sales expert, on. He's going to stay with us for segment two and segment three. Don't forget, this is a call-in show at 870-330-4930. Stick around.
Safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
QL1, this is Control, checking in to see how excited you are for launch. Over?
Well, actually, I'm kind of bored.
You're about to travel 17,000 miles per hour through Earth's atmosphere and you're bored?
It just doesn't sound that exciting after using Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. I was able to get a completely online custom mortgage approval in minutes.
Wow, that is impressive.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-726-1031, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-726-1031. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV.
Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-726-1031. That's 800-726-1031.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Welcome back to the I Need More Money radio show. I'm your host, Matt Monero, coming to you from our studios in Dallas, Texas, where we bring you people that deliver real value. Today, I have perhaps one of the world's greatest sales experts, Mr. Jeffrey Gittimer, on with us. A little background on Jeffrey. He's a global expert in the world of selling, and he's got the results to prove it. Jeffrey's books have sold close to 5 million copies. At one point, four of Jeffrey's books were simultaneously on the New York Times bestseller list. I believe that is the only time that has ever happened in the history of the New York Times bestseller list. Jeffrey's weekly newsletter is read by over 250,000 subscribers. He's spoken to almost all of the Fortune 500 top companies. And in 2008, he was inducted into the National Speakers Hall of Fame. It is my pleasure to welcome Mr. Jeffrey Gittimer to the I Need More Money radio show. How are you, sir?
I'm fine, and thank you for setting such low expectations for the people that are listening.
Hey, Jeffrey, did you enjoy my opening music?
I thought you were giving my eulogy.
Did you like my Springsteen music to get us started here?
Yeah. I like the Springsteen music. But you said, like, one of the best guys in the world. No, dude, I'm the king of sales.
Yeah.
And it was a vacated title. Several guys in the 30s and 40s left it alone, and I picked it up after 2000.
I love it. Jeffrey, look, take us back, though. I mean, bring me to where you grew up. What's your hometown?
Atlantic City, New Jersey, Haddonfield, New Jersey, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, so a Southern Jersey guy. That's why you love the Springsteen. That's why you love Bruce.
Exactly.
I love him too, man. I love him.
Actually, you know, if you want to go back in history, I watched Bruce play at a bowling alley.
That's great. What was that? Was that right around the River Tour? What was that? Early 70s?
No, it was when he was nobody.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome.
Everybody starts someplace.
Everybody starts someplace. So with that said, you're starting in Southern New Jersey, and what's going on at home, Jeffrey? What are your parents telling you? What are you being groomed to do?
Well, of course, you know, all Jewish mothers want their son to be a doctor. But my dad was a businessman. My grandfather was a businessman. So I wanted to be the third generation of businessmen.
Hmm.
We didn't call them entrepreneurs because the word was really not used. My dad was in business, and I just assumed that I was going to be in business for myself as well. And all the people that came to our home were business people, whether they were doctors or lawyers or dentists, or they had a janitorial service or sold real estate. They all were responsible for their own income. So literally, before I went to and finally dropped out of Temple University, my whole comeuppance was as an independent business person's student.
Hmm.
Like, I hung around and just listened.
Yeah, and so back then, were they talking about structure to business? Were they talking about financial statements, or were they talking about hustle and grinding and figuring out ways to generate
hustle
more money?
Hustle and grinding, and sometimes people would bounce checks and, you know, what you had to do with it when an employee got out of line and how you handle a union and, you know, all the crap that goes with the business. That, and just keep in mind, there wasn't even any such thing as a credit card.
Yeah, right, of course. No, it was a lot based on trust back then, for sure.
A lot of it was my dad did business for 50 years on a handshake.
Yeah. Now, was your mother telling you, was she taking you aside and saying, Jeffrey, you see the headaches that your father's going through? Don't do this. Go be a doctor.
I mean, No, there was no negativity.
There was no negativity about it. So you saw business early on as this wonderful, almost, I'm use this term, glamorous lifestyle. It was something you were attracted to right away.
And I knew that I had to do some selling in order to be able to make that happen. And, you know, I just decided early on that I had to make that part of my lifestyle. And I never actually thought of it as selling. I thought of it as running my business.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And if
your father was a salesperson?
Yeah,
Jeffrey, would you say he was a great salesperson? Okay, so he was teaching. He wasn't teaching you necessarily all about the financial statements. He was teaching you nuances and how to read people and all that stuff at an early age, I guess.
Yep, and he didn't call it sales either. He just looked at it as, you know, communication and persuasion.
Yeah, yeah. Now, how old would you say you were when you felt that you had a knack for selling?
I would say I was 20, maybe 21. You know, I knew what I had to do. I came home and I ran around Europe for a year by myself, and I came home and my dad and I invested in an apartment house, and I was able to run no vacancies. We had 103% because I let people know when they signed the lease that if they could break their lease, they would just lose their security deposit. So we literally had a 103% occupancy. I showed people apartments, and then I painted the apartment, and then I bought furniture for the apartment, and then, you know, if the plumbing was broken, I either fixed it myself or called somebody.
Yeah. But let me ask you this, because I've been a sales guy my whole life too, and I've been selling both for survival. I've been selling for love of parents,
right,
and all that stuff, but I've been selling to pay the bills
not
too.
Not love of the Cowboys though, right? You don't love the Cowboys, right?
Look, I'm a transplant. I moved down here 21 years ago, and I have three boys. We love the Cowboys, we love the Mavs, we love the Rangers, and we love the Stars. So we love them all down here now. We are born and we're
right.
Raised Texans now. So the question I'm coming
nice.
Up with
so,
though.
So I'm assuming that you think that Jerry Jones is like a good guy, right?
I know a few things about Jerry Jones outside of the Cowboys world. Jerry Jones is not the greatest of guys, but the Cowboy brand is indestructible. The world loves the Cowboys.
Yeah, except if you live in Philly or New York.
Yeah, right. Or Washington, right, of course. Yeah.
Well, Washington doesn't really matter.
Let me ask you this question, though. I mean, what I'm getting at is selling has let me down. And there have been times where, you know, despite the fact that considering myself a good sales guy, I haven't made a good living at it. How about yourself? When did selling, has selling always provided for you? Or when did your sales ability just...
Selling has always provided for me. Historically, selling has provided for me. You know, selling has been very, very good to me, to quote Saturday Night Live. But I think more important for the listeners right now, somebody's going to say, well, selling has really changed. No, selling has evolved. And I just went to this show in New York City called The Sales Machine, that the kid who was running it, Max Altshuler, owns Sales Hackers. There were 30 exhibitors, and I only knew three of them. They're all about what's happening in the information age and the data age and the follow-up age that's automated, and anybody who's, you know, in their 30s, 40s, 50s that aren't keeping up with it, they're dead. They're not,
you know it, and I...
Dead.
Jeffrey, we're coming up on a break here, but when we come back, it's really something I want to explore with you. How are you keeping yourself current, which I think you do better than just about anybody, and then what can the new generation do? So please stick around for segment three. Thanks very much. Great.
After a rough day on the range, a feller can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink.
And I'll tell you one thing. I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store or staples.com for details.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-999-1351 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-999-1351. That's 888-999-1351.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Matt Monero. You're listening to the I Need More Money radio show, and I've got the king of sales, Mr. Jeffrey Gittimer, on with us. Jeffrey, thank you for your time and in joining us today. And let's move Let's move to what's going on now, though, because something has happened in your career. As I have read all of your books and been a fan for many, many, many years, you've had so much success. You don't need to keep moving with the trends, Jeffrey. You've already won. So why do you have this desire to continue to move with the trend and constantly be on the front line?
Well, the first instinct of anybody doing anything is to resist a change in their life or their job. And in 2008, one of my friends came to me and said, you know, you're getting all these requests for LinkedIn. You got to go on LinkedIn. LinkedIn's the next thing. And I said, I don't know whether you're allowed to speak French on your show or not, but I said, yeah, it's a bunch of bullshit. It's not going to amount to anything. And finally, after about four phone calls, I reluctantly joined. So I've been on social media since 2008. So that's 8 years, 9 years. And I now have 28,000 LinkedIn connections. All because I'm a writer. All because I'm a speaker. All because I have a reputation and people want to know, what am I going to say next? Well, I just crossed the 100,000 mark in Twitter followers. I've got about 4 or 5 million views on my YouTube channel and about 40,000 subscribers now. All I did was keep up day by day. I didn't make a big splash. I just consistently performed what I already knew how to do well. And yeah, updated it with the times. Now, if you read the Little Red Book of Selling, which is, by the way, is the best-selling sales book of all time, the word email not even hardly in there. It was printed in 2004. You know, there's no social media. There's no Facebook. There's no nothing. So I have to continue to write about what's new.
Yeah.
I have to continue to write, because sales guys are counting on me. They need my help.
Well, I think what saddens me the most, something that saddens me the most, as I refer to it in my office, is you'll see a 20-year sales veteran with basically 1 year's worth of sales experience. And it's sad for me to see that, because those guys are the dinosaurs. They are the guys that are the first to get cut. And it doesn't have to be like that, especially with so much content. I mean, I've watched your YouTube videos going back to 2010 on YouTube. Some have hundreds of thousands of views. But it's because you got 6 years in the system and you were ahead of the game back then. People weren't doing what you were doing in 2010.
But also, Matt, I have content. People don't watch my video and go, well, that's a bunch of crap. They watch it, and then they tell their friends to go watch it.
Yeah. And I think one thing you do,
present, it's about being valuable.
Because what you do in those videos is you don't talk about theory. You show the viewer you doing what you do best, and that's what the viewer wants to consume.
And also, I don't even say my name.
Well, the brand is clear, though. You've done an amazing job at branding.
Listen, I understand that, but you look at a bunch of guys that are doing YouTube videos, they introduce themselves for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
They talk about what they did, you know, I sold this, I did that. Like, dude, I don't care. I don't care if you drop dead. All I care about is, what do you got to say? How is what you're going to say affect me and my wallet?
Yeah, absolutely. But listen,
I'm giving a very intimate New York City seminar this coming week, this next week. I think it's July 11th or 12th. I don't remember the date because someone else handles the date. I just know I got to be prepared. There's going to be 14 people sitting around a table. They've each paid $1,000. These are New York City hawks. Mm-hmm. You think I got to be uber prepared for that?
Yeah. Yep.
Exactly.
You
got to
be on your game.
They're going to have questions. They get 1 hour to ask me questions, anything they want.
I love it. I wish I'd known about it. I would have been there.
I have to be uber prepared. You'll know about the next one. We're going to make it a series. I'm actually going to do them around the country.
Yeah, fantastic. But Jeffrey, let me get a takeaway for the audience here on this one, because I want to talk about cold calling for a second. I'm an old school cold caller. I mean, boiler room kind of yellow page kind of guy. And in my 21 years of business, and I have a $100 million equipment finance company here in Dallas, I've been through tons of sales guys, but I still go back to the phone all the time. But one of the things I've learned from you in the last 18 to 24 months is that we have to work the phone differently. The phone is still a great tool, but if we're not doing the preparation prior to the phone call, we lose so much of the competitive advantage. Explain that just a little bit further of how you would suggest a guy use the phone today.
The first thing I would try to do is connect with somebody on LinkedIn. I would make a targeted call, not a cold call. I would try to connect with that person in some way or another socially, do what's called just a social handshake with them, maybe connect on LinkedIn, maybe, you know, look for their Twitter account or do something on YouTube, or even something as inconsequential, or think it's inconsequential, as Instagram or their Facebook account. Something has to be done where you make a connection. If I make a connection and then I provide value for that guy in some form of white paper, some kind of column I wrote, something, I'm hoping that guy reaches out to me. I've tried my best to become attractive enough to where people want to connect or want to engage. And salespeople tend to be lazy and they want to make a sales call, not a value call. So it's important for them to have enough information, especially in if they're in a narrow market, if they're selling swimming pools or they're selling life insurance, that it's a real narrow market. They can become an expert at it. They can blog about it. They can post about it on LinkedIn. That will create attraction for them in a marketplace to where at least someone will know who they are.
It's a tough one. It's a tough message to get across, even to the younger generation. I would love to say that these guys embrace it at the levels that they should, but I still see a lot of guys that push back on exactly what you said. Push content. Show the viewer
Tell
what you're doing.
Listen, there's a book that was written. Let me get it right out of my library right now. Written by Arthur Miller in the 40s, called Death of a Salesman.
Yeah.
And it's about a guy named Willie Loman who would not keep up with the times and eventually died penniless in the gutter. maybe it's a little bit too dramatic, but the bottom line is that sales guy is going to die. If you come to see me, Matt, and you want to sell me $100,000 worth of anything, and you're going to request 15 or minutes or an hour of my time, I'm going to Google you.
Yeah.
I'm going to look you up on Facebook and LinkedIn and Twitter and YouTube. I'm going to see if you have an Instagram account or a blog or a website. I'm going to find out exactly who you are. I mean, you're trying to find out stuff about me. Go Google Jeffrey Gittimer. I make myself completely open, but I'm going to Google the sales guy. And in my laws book, the 21.5 Unbreakable Laws of Selling, there's a full page quote, and it says, people want to do business with a somebody, not a nobody.
Yeah. It's so true, my gosh.
If you don't think your Google reputation is important, rethink that.
It's all so true. Jeffrey, I go so far as to manage my sales guys, and I support their social media brand build so much, and I say to them, if we stay together, it will help you here. If we don't stay together, it will help you somewhere else. So do it.
Exactly.
Right?
But do you think that HR looks at a resume, or do you think they just Google the guy?
Yeah, of course. Of course. Boy, I've made that mistake. I brought some guys on where I should have Googled them.
I don't care if your high school gym teacher thinks you're a great guy. I want to know what your customers think.
Yeah, yeah. That's why the reviews do become so important. Hey, let's talk about this transparency aspect of it real quick, because you opened that door saying that when someone looks for you, they can see just about anything. I resisted that for many, many, many years, and now we've gone the complete opposite direction. I mean, how important, to what level of full transparency does somebody in the selling world need to go these days?
Well, I have a Wikipedia page that's valid and valuable. It talks about stuff that I've done in my life, but the salesperson has to be able to post testimonials. The salesperson has to have proof that they are who they say they are. Mm-hmm. And LinkedIn mm-hmm. will provide that area for endorsement and
recommendations.
Totally.
Yeah.
I want to be recommended. I have a, you know, I don't know, 150 recommendations, but I get them because I've earned them.
Yep. I got it. Jeffrey, we are coming up to the end of segment three. I want to thank you for your time. It's so valuable. You spent it with us, a few of the great takeaways. And then also thank you for your success in continuing to breed life back in the sales game. Thanks again. We'll talk to you soon. You got it.
In the know, I'm Jay Curtis. With the 4th of July around the corner, many Americans are hitting the road for a summer getaway. But did you know that with a spike in temperature comes a spike in auto accidents? Brooke Kelly Hunt is the Director of Public Affairs for the Property Casualty Insurers Association of America, and she is here to tell us why.
There's a number of reasons that we see more accidents during the warm summer months. During the summer, more teens and new drivers get behind the wheel than any other time of the year. There's also a rise in distracted walking and impaired driving. And finally, there are more cars on the road, which means more congested roadways.
So what can drivers do to avoid this?
It's vital that you buckle up, drive sober, and avoid distractions and observe all speed limits. Policymakers can also help by enforcing distracted driving laws and evaluating impaired driving laws. These types of activities can put a dent in the number of accidents and pave the way for a safer ride.
For more information, go to PCIAA.net. Now you're in the know from PCI.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the first national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. Small businesses drive America forward, generating 64% of all new jobs in the last decade. With over 30 million small businesses in the U.S., shouldn't you be watching BizTV? With the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners, BizTV is the network you should be watching. Success stories, new ideas turned into businesses, programs full of sales tips, goal setting, how to manage, how to raise capital, and improving work-life balance. BizTV is for those who want to succeed. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
What is term life insurance?
It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Welcome back to the I Need More Money radio show. I'm your host, Matt Monero. Huge thanks to Jeffrey Gittimer for taking time and joining us for two segments here, talking about the importance of selling, the importance of getting great at that craft. You know, I just can't stress it enough. I believe everybody's a salesperson, and if you're not, you need to be. That doesn't mean you need to sell to put food on your table. You just need to understand that everybody is selling everybody all the time. And so it's a skill that you should get good at. The world is changing, like we talked about in segment one, and it's changing so fast. I want to give you another example, though, of how sales impacts everything. I was talking to a friend of mine, very high-level IT executive, and he was telling me that in these massive data centers that they're building across the world, and I'm not so sure that most people even understand this, but the world is building massive data centers. What I mean by that is data storage centers, basically temperature controlled buildings like warehouses that have nothing but servers for as far as the eye can see. So to give you a perfect example of how big these things can be, the number one, the largest data storage center in the world is in Langfang, China. It's 6,300,000 square feet big. Now, just so you get a better idea what that is, that's 144 acres. It's 57 city blocks. I want you to think about that. 57 city blocks under one roof with nothing but servers in it controlling somebody's data. By the way, they have over 50,000 servers. So my buddy's telling me that within these data centers, these massive data storage centers, that there are literally guys that drive around in golf carts or walk around pushing shopping carts with hard drives in it. And whether or not the hard drive in the server is bad doesn't matter to them. They just change it out anyway. It's just a cost of doing business. Well, that guy's getting replaced by drones. In other words, a drone is going to take the replacement data storage drive, data hard drive, fly to the server, drop down to the proper spot, eject the old one, put the new one in. That just costs somebody his job, or maybe lots of people their jobs. But somebody's still got to sell this whole thing, this data storage thing. Think about it for a second. You may be the guy who's pushing that cart, putting that hard drive into the server, whether it needs it or not, and you're about to get eliminated by a drone. But the sales guy isn't. So who's the sales guy? Let's talk about how many layers of selling got touched on a data storage center in which the data storage replacement guy is getting whacked by the drone. Somebody's got to come up with the idea. Someone has to think of the concept and then sell that concept to somebody. Now, in the United States, the number one largest data storage center is being built in Las Vegas, Nevada. It will be 2.2 million square feet, so roughly one-third of the size of the one that's being done in China. In China, the government can just go ahead and say, we're going to build it. They don't have to ask for permission or sell too many people on it, although there's still lots of selling going on. So let's use the Las Vegas one. Guy comes up with the idea. Got to buy the property. salespeople buying and selling that property. They've got to convince the city to go ahead and put this in. Probably they have to sell the city on some tax abatements. It's one of the reasons why they're doing it in Las Vegas. Otherwise, they do it in Dallas, Texas, or Waco, Texas, or Missoula, Montana. Where are the tax benefits? Somebody's selling those tax benefits. The city has to sell the general public. Somebody at the city's got to sell the reason to give the developer the tax benefits. The developer's got to sell the bank on the project. Where's the money going to come from? I need the money to build this thing. There's some selling going on there. The contractor has to sell the developer on selecting them to do the build. You don't think there's value propositions going on there? You don't think there's selling strategies going on there? You don't think there's recommendations and referrals that Jeffrey Gittimer was talking about? You don't think that that developer is doing extensive research on that contractor so they really get a comfort feel? Man, there's selling going on like crazy. And then guess what? The supplier has to sell the contractor. I need you to use my cement. Please use my steel. Please use me as your painter. Please let me do the electrical wiring to put in that location in China. They have over 100 generators, so there is never a power outage. And then guess what? At the end of the day, somebody got to sell the drones. That's how it plays out, y'all. You're selling going on all the time, everywhere. You need to understand that selling never will go away. I say it with the same conviction that the sun is going to rise in the east and set in the west. Selling will never go away. The question becomes, are you willing to stay current, like our friend Jeffrey Gittimer talked about? Are you willing to skill up to a level that puts you in the top? Or are you going to be like that example I gave of a 20-year veteran with 1 year sales experience? Selling is an art form. It requires the same level of work, skill development, exploration, mentoring, networking that you would if you were a successful artist or an athlete. And if you're not a salesperson, you need to understand the concept of sell or be sold. Because if Rich, my IT manager, comes to me and says, we need a new external hard drive, or we need a new server, or we need new monitors, what's my first reaction going to be? Nah, we don't. No thanks. Then what? Rich gets to selling. And Rich's job is to convince me that the value proposition of having the monitors, that maybe the operations person's head doesn't have to sit down so low so they don't have neck problems, which then could translate to human resources problems down the road, or greater efficiency because they can see two monitors, or the speed of the new hard drive. He's selling me. But Rich may not know that. He may think of himself as an IT manager. That's the message. Everybody sells everybody. All right, y'all, the show is called I Need More Money. I'm your host, Matt Monero. Follow me on Twitter at Matt Monero. Get ready for my new book, I Need More Money, What to Do When You Wake Up and You Don't Have Enough. Got picked up by Dupree Miller. Dupree Miller is the number one nonfiction literary agent in the world. They handle Tony Robbins. They handle T.D. Jakes. They handle Joel Osteen. And they're handling my book, I Need More Money. Till the next time we talk, y'all. Bye.
The opinions you hear on Lifestyle Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Lifestyle Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Lifestyle Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Lifestyle Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at lifestyletalkradio.com.